Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to talk about, I saw a thing on like Reddit or somewhere that was basically, what ruined your birthday? And it occurred to me that I think every human on planet Earth has at least one birthday that you're like, that was the year.
Nope.
Shut up. None?
None.
You're 30 some years old. You've had a bad birthday.
I'm 32. I'm sure I've had, there was a birthday when we went ice skating and my mom fell, and she says her knee has never been the same, but I have fond memories of that day.
So you hate your mom. Got it?
I love my mom.
Oh my God. You're
sure
a birthday person, aren't you?
I'm a birthday person.
Oh boy.
Okay.
And you know what? It's going to be tough, Slacker, because
my birthday's right before yours.
Our birthdays are a day apart.
Do you
weird? Should we?
It is very weird.
Why is that weird?
It just of all the days.
There's
300 of them.
One of my former coworkers, her birthday's 2 days after mine. Something weird about like that time of year and working in this.
It's
field.
A bunch of Aries. We're a bunch of attention seeking.
Yep. Yeah.
Are you a person who needs a full month of fanfare?
I don't need a month. Oh my God. I would like for it to be acknowledged, and I usually
for how
plan
many days pre.
Well, I'd like everyone to know it's coming up. And then I like to plan something on the weekend around it. Now, the last 2 years have been interesting.
Sorry, I'm just playing the fanfare.
Hear ye, hear ye.
On this day, sprung from the loins.
Ew,
sorry.
Don't say loins.
It's how you got here. You sprung from your mom's loins, mm-hmm. who you hate.
No,
and
I found love her.
Joy in her broken body on the ice skating
rink. She didn't break her knee, and I didn't know at the time. But the last two birthdays have been interesting. 1 year, my sister got married the day after, so rehearsal dinner was my birthday. They got me a pinata.
Oh, so was that...
It was actually really fun.
That was
really
fun.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. My whole family was there.
It didn't intrude on your...
Right.
To you?
This last year, I was convinced it was going to be the worst birthday of my life because I had some stuff going on. Friends were being mean. No one was around. I was bummed out.
Oh my gosh.
Day before my birthday, who walks in my front door? My best friend from Nashville.
Oh.
My fiance, my boyfriend at the time, had flown her out. The next day, on my birthday, he proposed. So I'm really a big fan of birthdays.
Okay, Erica, do you know how the show works, though?
Oh, we're supposed to talk about bad.
Yeah,
ones.
We're doing bad birthdays.
Okay, sorry.
We're
doing
the worst birthday of my life. When I was to be betrothed to my.
Yeah. Oh, we need a bad one.
We're doing, yeah.
I don't have a bad one.
I have
the birthday before that. My nephew was born the day of my birthday party. It was awesome.
So we'd like to hear your bad birthday stories. I have a great one that I'd like to share with the
class.
Is
it going to ruin my day?
No. My son's birthday, I know how to just keep pulling her back in. My son's birthday is the same as Taylor Swift's.
December 13th?
Yes. But that year, that landed on a Sunday, I believe. So we had a huge party for him on Saturday. We took everybody to Boondocks and let him just go ham on like cupcakes and everything.
Yeah.
He went nuts. So then on the day of his birthday... Like he wakes up like hungover because he's eaten so much greasy, sugary, horrifying food.
That's the way to do it.
Spends the whole day, wouldn't get off the couch. He's like, and I'm just like, bro, I love you. Happy birthday. But that's what you get. Eventually you'll learn.
How old was he?
He's like 9 or 10.
Nine
years old.
Wait, you didn't stop a 9 or 10 year old and be like, that might be enough.
No, because it's his birthday party. I'm like, get after it. Go.
Wow.
So at 10:30 at night, he's wallowed in self-pity on the couch the whole time.
Yeah.
And then he gets up. I'm like, you got to go to bed. He gets up and he goes, it hurts like right here. And he points and I'm like, get in the car. He points right to where the appendix are.
Oh.
And
oh,
we had to haul butt to Children's Hospital Colorado, and they sliced him open and pulled his ruptured appendix out of his body.
And you?
I spent the whole day laughing at him going like, you ate too much candy. It's
like, you'll learn a lesson one way or another.
He didn't disown you as a father.
No, he can't. I had to pay the hospital bill. Right, otherwise, he couldn't go home.
True. Wow, that's a crummy birthday.
So that's a ruined birthday. Not, oh no, I got proposed to.
Well, no, actually didn't say my birthday was ruined. I said, I don't really believe in ruined birthdays.
This is how the show goes, right? We're telling the bad birthday stories and like you hijacked it with all your perfect. One time a unicorn came out of the... Oh, okay, here's the thing. If you have a bad birthday story, we'd love to hear what it is. 303-222-5423. You can text that number, call that number. Don't speak, Erica. Because you were going to say another good birthday.
No, I wasn't. Okay. I was going to say, I'm curious what ruined T-Hack's birthday.
Oh, it was my, whatever age you are in fifth grade. I was for sure in fifth grade. It was my birthday and we were in class and my friends and I across the room, you know, we started mouthing words to each other, innocent, just trying to make each other laugh while the class is going on. And then we start mouthing curse words to each other.
Oh.
Not actually saying them.
Just mouthing.
Mouthing them, making each other snicker.
Like you said, you were saying the word or were you saying vacuum?
No, we were saying the word. We were absolutely mouthing the words to each other.
But they weren't saying it out loud.
Right. Just trying to make each other laugh. The door to the classroom swings open and the principal walks in. There's like a, because our doors had the glass panel next to him.
Watching.
She comes in, she goes, you, my office now. And the teacher's like, what's going on?
She just watched
like behind your teacher's back.
Yeah, it's like the teacher had no idea what was even going on. All of a sudden the principal comes in. It's like, oh my gosh. So we had to go in. It was this big interrogation and I got detention on my birthday. So I had to go home and I had to tell my parents that I got a detention for like the worst thing ever, cursing.
But you did.
Which you're just not supposed to do.
You were just mouthing it. That's not the same.
I hold that argument to this day.
No breath.
Thank you.
No breath. There's no curse.
Shouldn't count.
And
I remember, so they had like, we had a little window at between school and when I had a baseball game on my birthday. And then I had to ruin that window when we were going to do cake and all this fun stuff and go, I actually got detention. And it was for something really bad. And I'm in big trouble.
So then they didn't give you the cake? Or did they?
They were so torn. They're like, well...
Because they like cake.
Yeah, and they made it.
Well, and like, they already spent the money on
exactly.
it.
Exactly, and it's like, what are you going to...
Yeah, but you just eat the cake in front of the cussy mouth kid. That's what I would do.
I didn't cuss. I mouthed it.
I know you mouthed it. You're right. Yeah, I'm on your side.
Thank you. Yeah.
When did you have to serve that detention? Not that day.
No, it was later. I remember crying. I remember girls, other fifth grade girls coming up and consoling me, which actually made it a little better. But I remember literally crying. It was like my birthday. And I still went to my Little League game.
Here's the thing.
How'd you do?
Pretty bad. I was distracted. I was very distracted.
He was still crying.
All right. I stand by my assertion that almost everyone on the planet has had a bad birthday, other than Erica.
Mm-hmm.
So
only good birthday. Oh, I'm probably jinxing myself. For
it's
this
just
coming
because
year.
It's you. Like, you're just, you force everybody to make your birthday good.
Yeah. I swear.
This is going to be fun.
I just think that I have people who love me and who treat my birthday with such respect.
Or else.
It's not.
Okay. Do you feel the pressure?
Yes.
How many days we got left? There's a clock in the other room just counting down.
Don't worry. You've got over 6 months.
Okay. What is the worst birthday you ever had? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So Tiak and I are talking to people who've had their birthdays ruined. Mm-hmm. Eric is not allowed.
What do you mean?
Because you're making us all who've had bad birthdays feel like crap.
It's not that birthdays don't exist. It's just that I don't believe my birthday can get ruined. I bet it could, though. Anything bad enough.
I talked about Noah getting his appendectomy that day or whatever.
Yeah.
I didn't even get to mine.
Yeah, what was yours?
Like, I've had so many, but like, there was a birthday that my mom made a chocolate cake. I've told you guys off the air about this. My mom made a chocolate cake, put it on the counter. All my friends were coming over, and my dog jumped up on the counter and ate the whole cake.
No.
One, my cake. I mean, chocolate bad for dogs, but also my cake.
Right. Yeah.
My mom had time.
Vomiting?
No, not really, weirdly.
Hmm.
My mom had time. She made another cake.
Aww.
My mom's not real bright. She put it in the exact same spot.
No.
And my dog ate cake number two.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
He had to have gotten full.
It was a she.
She had to have gotten full.
Okay. Then she made cupcakes.
Don't.
My mom set them up on top of the fridge so we had cupcakes. Turns out my dog was pregnant and she was just like, I need lots of extra food.
Whoa.
So yay, puppies. But my birthday sucked.
Yeah.
Anyway, Helen.
Yay.
Yay.
Bad birthday. What ruined yours?
I was with a guy for 2 years, and it was a milestone birthday, and he gave me a gift and then broke up with me.
What?
Yeah.
He said, here's your gift, by the way. Bye.
Yeah, he gave me the gift. He said it was so I had something nice on my birthday before he broke up with me.
Why couldn't he? What is, break up the next day, bro.
Break up the day before.
No, not before.
No,
not
but before. So he bought the gift.
For a week before.
Yeah,
obviously.
He bought the gift with intention of giving it to her to break up with her.
No, you still. Was it a good gift?
Yeah, it was a bike rack. I needed it. But I mean, that I kind of hated it after that. So
I would have used that bike rack to
beat him to death. Okay, that's weird. But I would just stay one extra day. Like, oh, I love you so much. And then dump her the next day.
I don't know if any of that's
Yeah,
good.
If you're going to get the gift anyways, at least just.
A week before would have been good. A week before.
Yeah.
No, because then you're still sad on that day.
But then she could go out and party and be like,
be trampy on her birthday.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm need to cry.
You're right. I'm on your side now, okay? I'll break up with you sooner next time. Joy?
Yes.
Yes. Bad birthday. What ruined yours?
So this was my first year that I had a birthday without a card from my mom because my parents both passed away last year.
On your birthday?
And not on my birthday, they passed away last year.
Oh, yeah. Your birthday's bad because you don't get cards from them.
Right. Well, so this year we just moved to Colorado, so my in-laws came to visit. And the day that we were supposed to do everything for my birthday, my mother-in-law gets sick from altitude poisoning or sickness and has to go to the ER and gets admitted.
Had to be about her.
Yeah.
No.
I know, right?
Yeah. Where did they come from?
They came from Dallas.
Mm. Yeah.
Stop. She ruined, suck it up.
You know what? She ruined your birthday.
Yes.
She sucks.
Yeah, she sucks.
Sorry.
People from Texas aren't good.
Bold statement.
No, I'm just like, you got to suck it up that day.
Just the day that you're playing everything.
If you have to go to the ER, there's no
sucking it up. Yeah, you do. You can suck it up. Just pretend.
Remember when you tried that one with your child and he ended up having surgery?
He almost died.
Yeah.
All right. Suck it up. All right. Thank you, Joy. Have a great birthday next year. I kind of want to write her a card.
Do you know
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like write or something from her parents or something.
Yeah.
This is making me sad, as okay. I knew it would.
Good. Mm. I hope we ruin your birthday. Dina?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. We're getting sad, so go ahead and make it worse. What's your bad birthday?
My bad birthday is, number one, my birthday's on Valentine's Day, so that already sucks.
Oh, yeah.
But my dad died on my birthday.
What?
When I was, he froze to death.
He
lived in Minnesota, and he had dementia, and I got a, I was having a super great birthday. My son took me out for dinner, and I got a text saying my dad was missing. It was all over the news in northern Minnesota, so you're looking like 50 below zero. And about 10 o'clock at night, they finally found him. He had fallen in the garage and froze to death.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
So the next couple of years were kind of rough. You know, like you buy liquor and they'd be like, oh, happy birthday. You know, oh, my God, that's an amazing birthday. And my first comment would be like, oh, it's not. My dad's dead. He died on my birthday. I'm better now.
Oh, Gina, my God. Can I switch gears for a second?
Sure.
You can try.
Yeah, I'm going to try. What was it like having your birthday on Valentine's Day? Because my niece is a Valentine's Day baby.
Mm. It sucks.
Perfect. I will not tell her.
And wait till her dad is dead.
No, stop. That's my brother.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
All right, listen. Aaron is out of the room at the moment. So you got to hold your weight on the high end stuff here.
Oh, yeah.
It's all you, Erica. All
right.
Sing along in your cars.
News. News. News.
No! Our only real hope is to decide if this is news.
A little thin in that
department. Or no.
I don't. 303-222-5423. I think there should be some form of punishment for, like, just never nailing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I did that one time.
Like, literally one time, though.
I find the song funny.
Got him a compliment.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Taylor Swift has filed. Oh, and welcome to the program, by the way. Taylor
I'm barely going to allow that.
All right.
Real quick aside, do I get Aaron's nope in her absence right now? Can I just throw her nope on somebody?
No.
Can I be her proxy
she
nope?
She has more days.
Okay. All right. All right. All right. All right.
I kind of like it, though. It's a little more lawless that way. I like it.
We all, it's just like in the middle of the table.
You're going to want to hear this because okay. Taylor Swift has filed a restraining order against a Colorado man.
Shut up. Hold on, Colorado. Yep. Let's go. Yeah. Colorado.
Brian,
we're on the map.
Brian Jason Wagner, Colorado resident. There is legal action because he has been stalking her at her Los Angeles home. He's making false claims of having personal and romantic relationships with her, saying they share a child, though they have never met nor communicated.
Nor has she been
he's
pregnant.
He's been on her property several times since July 2024.
Buddy.
Involving a potential threat with a glass bottle. It's really bad.
Wow.
It's really bad.
This is not.
And he changed his driver's license to match her LA address.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
You can just do that?
He lied to the DMV.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, if you lie. Okay.
But this isn't the first. She's had multiple.
She's
stalkers.
Had multiple, but this guy is a Colorado resident.
Because somebody showed up like at her Hamptons house or something, I remember, and like scaled the wall or something. And like,
it must suck to be her, don't you think? Yeah. Like,
well, and her, she has had a rough time with Colorado.
She has?
Yeah.
Oh, the DJ.
The DJ that she had the case against. Yeah.
Yeah.
Luckily, not slacker.
I don't normally do this. But, like, I have to call out another Taylor Swift news story that I saw.
Oh. Okay.
Did you see some NFL player had their wedding? And Taylor, and this could even be the one that you were talking about. I don't know. Somebody, I think it was an NFL player. And you know how that you put seat cards where people are going to sit?
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I didn't bring this up.
I'm so shocked you didn't.
What?
It said Taylor and Travis Kelce on the card.
So now people are like, are Taylor and Travis married?
Really?
Did they secretly get married?
And I believe it was at the wedding of his cousin. I don't think it was an NFL
somebody
player.
Else. Okay.
It was Travis's cousin's wedding, and I believe it's the same one. Taylor and Travis Kelce.
It said that, and it's like,
but it could just be Yeah, it's Travis Kelce and his guest Taylor, and that's how it was in the file that they took.
You know her last name. You could easily print it. It's a big envelope.
But do you not want to put her last name there? Because then it feels like somebody would steal it. You're like, I got Taylor Swift's name card.
She's coming to the wedding, dude.
I would steal Taylor and Travis Kelce.
Yeah, I mean.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
So that picture has been leaked, the picture of the thing, and it's like, are they secretly married?
Wow.
And now they're living together in that house in Miami or whatever.
Yeah, they live all over the place. Okay. I do have a friend who's supposed to be sending me some info that the couple of that wedding has been posting a lot about it and like clout chasing. So maybe they were the ones who posted that envelope. Yeah.
Weird.
So I'll follow up.
All right.
Hey, good evening.
Good evening.
More Justin Baldoni news. Oh, bad news for Justin as his legal battle ends in a dismissal.
This makes me mad.
I agree. So basically, he has filed a defamation suit against the New York Times, Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds, and I think maybe a production company in there.
Marvel,
yes. Basically saying, you labeled me as a sexual predator. You said all these things happened. They didn't happen.
The Wolverine movie really has a character that's basically based on...
Does it?
Yeah, the one, the nice guy, long hair Wolverine.
I didn't watch it. I don't know why I'm asking.
My God, that movie's so awesome. It's not for you. You can't sit through a movie anyway, Erica, but like it's like, no, did I say Wolverine? It's not Wolverine.
It's Deadpool. Versus Wolverine.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you weren't super wrong.
Yeah.
He was seeking $400 million from Lively and Reynolds plus $250 from the New York Times. But what happens is Blake Lively filed a civil suit, and the judge basically said anything that's said in the civil suit isn't. You can't be used for defamation. Like that's protected speech.
But she's been out there defaming him in the meantime.
I don't think she's only done it through lawsuits, I think.
And then it just leaks and then people are reporting
it. Court record.
It does seem
she should still be able to go after the newspapers then. Cause they're
saying that the New York Times fairly represented Blake Lively's version of the events. They're saying Blake told us this is what happened.
So she's doing a victory lap, I bet.
Basically, yeah, because she doesn't have to pay $400 million to him.
And it makes it look like she's right already.
But it does feel
less about that then.
Yes.
So you can just file a suit against me, say whatever you want about me, and then go, well, it was in a lawsuit. Like that doesn't feel right either. No. But the letter of the law, yeah, Justin Baldoni. Dismissed.
I feel for him.
We have time for one more.
Good evening.
Good?
I don't know if this is worth it, but we're going to do it. There is uproar in Italy.
I may have to pull a note. What, like, what are you doing?
No,
uproar? No. Italian uproar?
Air,
it's an uproar.
Italian air officials are causing this uproar because there is a new rule that is allowing large-sized canines, aka dogs, to fly with their owners in the cabin. People are angry about this because imagine if you got the seat next to a human and a giant dog.
Yeah. Who gets the armrest?
My thought is you should be allowed to buy an extra seat for your dog.
For whomever.
And they should 100% be able to fly with you.
Yes.
But your dog, they don't have an ID and stuff. Like they can't.
Are they going to smuggle drugs on? I don't even know.
I wouldn't give them any ideas, Erica.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't know if I'm being mean.
When I like it already.
Say this. So I think that I got a really bad backhanded compliment. But I don't think the person who did it thinks of it that way.
Oh my God, was it me?
It was not you. Oh, thank God. It was a DM I got from a girl I went to college with.
Okay. Oh.
She is odd. You know those people who are just
she
like,
doesn't live here, right?
No,
so we're not gonna
No. She
on
doesn't
line three.
I don't even know where she lives. Like
okay.
She's a lot. She's you know people who just are perhaps troubled by their own device. Like everything is hard for them.
Okay. Mm. I feel
like
like
a drama queen kind of,
yes,
like you're just like a
trap. That's the word.
Why, like, so why are you afraid to say that? Like,
because I didn't even think of, I don't know. Okay. I didn't think of that. She's very drama queen. I knew her in college. We were in the same sorority. Never been very
Hold
close.
Hold up. Everything just came into focus.
What?
Didn't it for you?
It did, yeah.
Hold up.
You didn't know.
Oh,
I was
my God.
In a
it's so obvious. How did I not know that? Oh, my God. You're a sorority girl.
I wasn't just in a sorority, I was a founding member of my sorority on my campus.
You didn't get into any of the other ones? You had to form
ding,
your own?
Ding,
it's like
ding.
Lambda, what? Lambda. Is that
I
really
know, wait, is that really? No. Oh, no.
So
it's true?
There were three on campus when I went there. There was one that was already going to come to campus that year. I did not get into either of the two that I liked. And the other one, I'll be honest, not my type of girls.
Hmm.
Just not for
so
me.
So you started Lambda,
so
Lambda,
I
Lambda.
Dropped out of recruitment and decided to consider joining the one that was coming to campus.
Wow.
Made some of my best friends that way.
But it checks out though. You get the, like you have a little bit of, like.
No, I get it.
The things that are wrong with you happen in two different places. Only children, which you're not,
my fiance
or sorority
is.
Person.
And like, what would you just, slacker what, say is wrong with
like
me?
Just the way you're talking right now is like a shining example where it's like, I'm going to talk differently to try to get a more honest answer. Like that's like you are an only child or in a sorority. I think our coworker back in the corner, the salesperson, mm-hmm. is both. So she's,
yes.
it's yeah. just like a, oh, it's a lot. Rhymes with Blevis.
Oh.
Yeah, only child.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Sorry. Anyway,
so
I just want
to
everyone
this.
To know, you can stop writing the angry texts. We figured it out. It's fine.
What's wrong with her is that she was in a sorority, you know, 12 years ago.
I know, but still, you hold on to it because you just mentioned it. It's a thing.
I
it's
only
like,
mention it because I'm okay. telling you, I okay. know this girl.
Yeah.
We were never close.
Okay.
And she was always a bit odd. I do not any longer follow her on social media.
Okay.
So I get a Instagram DM request okay. and I open it and it's from her.
Oh, we're going to read it aloud to the class.
Dude, your life gives me hope.
Whoa. That's all it says?
What?
It feels.
Oh, that's
feels
vague posty. Like
it feels
she wants-
like I watched you fail and fail and fail. And now look at you.
Yeah. Man, I took it so much happier. Wow, you are I thought you were a shining ray of light, but you're just as negative as I am. Like,
kind of like if even you could make something happen.
That's how it feels.
Did you take it that way too?
No, I took it very dark from on her end. That sounds yes. I took it dark like.
So
like,
you're saying that because my life gives her hope, things must be bad for her. No.
I don't.
Not quite. It's weird for her to just vaguely reach out,
yes.
not even say, how you been?
Right, been a long time.
Like, your life gives me hope. It's like, because what are you supposed to, what does she want you to reply with?
I don't know. Is that the way you think when you get a message? It's like, what do they want?
What do they want is how I think. Yeah.
I have
what do they want
news.
Out of this interaction? What?
The first time I read it the way I told you. I just reading it again, I realized I misinterpreted it for the last week.
Okay.
It's your love life gives me hope. Which again.
No, that one is.
That yeah, I was like, if you can find
love. Yes, that's exactly. She's like, you're so nasty.
Right.
And you seem to be engaged.
Right.
Yeah, no.
It's
if it was just life.
Compliment.
Yeah, no, that it's not even backhanded. That is a full
insult.
It's one of the meanest things I've ever heard.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
All right, we want to talk about when tech screwed you over.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been screwed up. Like, I've done a lot of bad things in my life. There. Why do you have that
You've
face?
You've done a lot of bad things in your life.
Well, I've done things where it's like you're trying to be sneaky or whatever. Like, I've turned my location on when I shouldn't have.
Oh, dude. Mm. My fiance turned off his location for like 2 weeks. And I tried to play it cool. I never brought it up to him. I was like, I don't want to know.
Every
if it's...
moment of every day, you're like, who
I kinda
is she?
I kind of forgot about it. No. No.
Yeah, you were.
My crazy brain went, he's buying a ring. And I was right. And I didn't bring it up to him until after. I told him, I knew you turned your location off. But I had zero idea that we were going to be getting engaged that soon.
Mm. But you didn't want to see him squirm a little bit and ask,
no,
at least ask him?
I ruin everything in my life.
Well, I was going to say, worrying is more in your character. So he was probably suspicious. Like, why hasn't she said anything?
Yeah, interestingly, you know? I know him well enough to know he was not cheating.
She would have ruined her own proposal. Because,
yeah, and I really didn't want to do that.
Okay.
Because my ex-wife thought I was cheating.
Really? Why?
Because I was being shady.
Oh, yeah.
I was being shady. And she was like, finally, we had a couple glasses of wine. And she was like, you say you're still cutting commercials and you're not. And like in this case, she actually had turned location services on my phone and I didn't know it. And she's like, you're driving, you're going somewhere. She's like, you're going somewhere near Arapahoe Road and I don't know what you're doing. And I was like,
what did you say?
I just broke down and I was like,
I'm buying you a ring.
I got it out. I was
you
like, here.
Propose there?
It wasn't the proposal, but I was like, I know it looks bad. And I'm like, whatever, but Shane Co. is off of like Emporia and Arapahoe. And I'm like, zoom in on the map, weirdo.
Yeah.
And I was like, here.
Yeah.
And she's like, are you asking me? I'm like, kinda.
But also, you can hold off and I'll ask
no,
you again.
No, I mean, then she just started wearing it. It was like, we just never really.
Wait,
I never
really?
Got to actually propose. Tech screwed me out of my proposal
because
she location serviced
Wait,
me.
That makes me so sad.
But we were both crying. Like, I thought you were cheating. I'm like, I would never.
I actually
and
just
like,
love you.
It's just me. Like, I'm like, also, you turn location services on.
Not great.
Never mind.
Not great.
But yeah. Here's the thing. The reason we wanted to talk about this, there's some story in the news. I haven't read the whole thing. But some guy got busted cheating because of his toothbrush.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh.
There's location services on your toothbrush?
No, it was in the, not location services. It's in the UK. Basically, they had the toothbrush that tracks, like on an app, it tracks when you are brushing your teeth.
So like if he's brushing at 2 p.m. and she's like, aren't you supposed to be at work?
Right. He's,
yeah, but I just had a garlicky salad.
Did he bring his electric
I
toothbrush
don't know.
To work?
So the toothbrush, like, mm-hmm. So you're saying she checked his app And he brushed his teeth at 2.
He was brushing at odd times of the day. So then she started monitoring the app.
The brushing.
It's also used to track their children's, which I think is mainly what it's for. Like, did you brush this morning? I can check. No, you didn't. Get back up there. And she's going, why are you brushing at all these weird times? What do you need to brush your teeth for? And turns out he'd been having an affair.
So he
makes me sad.
And brushing his teeth.
So he.
Mm-hmm.
So after you have relations, you brush your teeth? Does anybody else do that?
Wouldn't you after certain things?
No.
Okay. I showed it. I hate what? That I asked that.
Oh, man. When we get off the air, I'm going to tell you why. Can we please keep talking?
Yeah.
I don't
want
to ever go off the air. Okay.
This is horrific.
Here's what we want. We want you to call with those times where technology screwed you. Mm-hmm. Now, we've given you like location services, a good one. Mm-hmm. I've also had friends do the like, they call their wife and they're like, baby, I got to work late. Okay, bye. And then they think they hung up and then they're like, God, the ball and chain. Look at the boobs on that girl. And you're like, one of my bosses did that. They were at a Nuggets game. And he was like, baby, I just got to be here with the clients for a couple more minutes. He's like, whoa, check out the tatas. And he hadn't hung up. And it's like, no. He just left. Okay. And I think on that one, it was a voicemail he was leaving. He was like, baby. So then she just had it. She came home and was like, listen to this.
This, why are men wrong?
Women do it too. Well, I guarantee you, it's mostly going to be women ratting out men, but like, when did technology screw you over? We want to hear your story. 303-222-5423, call or text.
I have a story and I'm going to try to be very careful in the words I use when I tell the story. So I was with some friends who were engaging in some illegal activity at the time. Meaning drugs. They had some drugs.
Okay.
And the police got called on them. So police show up and are like, and I'm there. And they're like, we're here because.
You're there?
I'm there. Yeah. I was.
Scary.
Yeah. Just, so.
But you weren't doing the drugs.
No, but they had gotten a call.
You're going down, though. If you're adjacent to the drugs, right. You're going down.
So as this is happening, they're coming up with their story and they're telling, oh, no, it's actually this. And then one of my friends. Got a call from the girl he was dating at the time. So he's talking to her and he's like, hey, don't come home after work. Something's going on. Like, just don't come to the apartment. Just like trying to speak very codedly, but like something's happening. Don't come.
Okay.
And right as his phone connects to the Bluetooth speaker, she goes, is it the drugs? Are the police there for the drugs? Did they find
them?
And so the police are there and they're, so then they turn to the friend and they're like, interesting. And he's like, no. It's like trying to turn the Bluetooth speaker off.
Why would it connect to the, oh my
I
God.
No,
oh,
it took so long to connect to it. And then at the last second, right, it came over, everyone heard it. And it was like, oh no. Oh no. We're going away forever.
They
got in big trouble. Yeah. One of them did. It comes down to like, somebody's just got to claim it. Somebody like takes the hit. So.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So be cool. If you get a weird phone call from someone you know and love intimately, be cool.
Here's the other.
Understand what they're trying to say.
The other one that just sprung into my head I don't know why this sprung into my head. It's the one when like, what? I don't know if this is technology screwing you or just your brain.
Oh,
like,
I know what you're going to say.
When you're thinking about somebody, like if I'm thinking about Erica
and you want to talk mad smack.
And I want to tell it to Tiak. Why does my brain go ER and they go, isn't she stupid today? Is she wearing a Canadian tuxedo and then send? And you're like, what? She is kind of wearing an adjacent Canadian
tone.
But like, why does that? Or you reply all.
Or what? When I was in high school and I had a crush on a guy and I took a screenshot of a text about that to send to my friend and I sent it to him.
Oh, he's so hot.
Yeah, and like, by the way, no, he wasn't.
Were you at least saying something positive?
Yeah, but it was embarrassing. I didn't want him to know.
All right. So we've all been screwed by tech. If you've been screwed by tech, we want to hear what happened. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're doing Tech Screwed Me Over. Did we get any GPS ones?
No, I don't.
Because it's just every year you get that. And it's not always like a 90-year-old person, but they're like, stop driving down the road, said turn right, and I drove right into the ocean. And you're like, you don't see the ocean.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but some people aren't good at listening to GPS.
Or they listen too much, is what I'm saying.
Yes.
Like, use the eyeball test.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, turn right. And you're like, no.
I'm the classic, like, I'm navigating and the GPS is talking and my fiance's not paying attention. And then I go, oh, it's right there. So.
Okay. Let's do annoying passengers maybe coming up soon.
We should. He would call in.
He'd probably need VD like Candy needs here. Candy?
Yai.
You are disguised. Tech screwed you over. How?
Okay, it wasn't necessarily me, but it was the receptionist at a job I worked for.
Okay.
And the main VP went out for a sales call and called into the office. The receptionist answered. They thought she hung up. They talked about her outfit, her boobies hanging out. I mean, just everything you could think about. And the whole thing was recorded, and she let it record. And then turn it over to lawyers and got a lot of money.
Good for her.
His wife had to know about it, everything.
She deserved the money.
I like
just because they're talking about her boobs.
Everything. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
That is textbook. Harassment.
I mean, you can imagine three door bags in the car, you know, just
I like how she's just letting it record. Yeah. Just cha-ching, cha-ching.
She let the whole thing record.
Wow.
This happened to a friend of mine on a Zoom meeting, was recording, and then some of the people hung up, but then the meeting notes, aka the video audio recording, was sent out, and it included after some people hung up.
No! And they talked trash about the people who hung up?
They were talking trash about the entire team that hung up.
Yep.
Oh, my. So she got a huge settlement, though. Huge.
Oh, yeah. Huge.
Okay. It's awesome.
Go, girl.
Just as huge as her boobs, apparently.
Okay.
Candy, I didn't want to say that. And I'm glad somebody. Okay.
Thank you for the call. There's probably a couple HR trainings that I'm behind on, is what I'm starting to think.
Yeah.
Nick?
Yay.
Tech screwed you over. What happened? Yeah.
So back in like 2010, 2011, when cell phones didn't have group chats, I thought like the same thing would be true for like social media. So I went and typed up this message to all these girls that I liked from my high school, and went through and picked them all, and then sent the message, and all of them saw the message.
It created a group with one single message?
It created a group chat between me and like 10 to 12 of the girls that I had crushes on at the time.
And you just like, decided to cast a wide net all at once, dude?
It was right before I graduated high school. I was like, last ditch effort here to make something happen.
Chance to go out a hero.
Yeah. Can I ask what the message said, if it's appropriate?
It was like something along the lines of like, I think you're super beautiful. I've always loved the way your hair shines in the light, and stuff. It was cheesy lines.
But
like
you
that.
Said it like, which will work.
Wait, I'm so embarrassed for you. These girls had a field day.
Yeah, they did. They tore him down.
At least a couple were like, "Whoa!"
They all was flattering.
They all they all just messaged back like, "Whack."
Oh, dude.
They said whack.
Wow.
That makes more sense.
Thank you, Nick. We live and we learn. It was at least at the end of the year, though.
It was also at least nice.
No, oh, but yeah, it's like, true.
It wasn't like he was like, I loved boinking you.
No, but like he said specific things, and then it, like if it had worked, each girl would be like, oh, he likes my hair. But it's like then they all knew he just had no game at all.
Or he was just obsessed with women's hair.
That doesn't play well.
No, and I mean in a weird way.
Yes. And I need some locks of your hair for my scrapbook.
Before I leave.
Rebecca?
Yes.
Yay. Tech screwed you over. What happened?
So this is old school tech, like back in the days of landlines.
Okay.
So college, everyone had a room. Everyone had a phone. And one of my roommates was talking to her mother on the phone, while the other set of roommates and their boyfriend were having
fun in the other room and kicked the phone off of the stand. No. So the receiver picked up, and the mom and my other roommate could hear everything that was going on in the other room.
And you don't want to run in.
You can't go hang up the phone.
But you kind of have
to. You can't.
To.
Like, there's nothing.
I guess well, you have to. Sorry.
Burn down the building.
I guess the other option is you and your mom hang up.
No.
You're just going to
listen? No, yeah. You got to let it ride. Because otherwise, they're going to be in their thing, and they're going to get that weird dial tone thing. You don't want to disturb them.
Yes, you do.
Ride it out, Mom. What do you think?
No.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
So in the last few days, we've discovered that Eric has got a real blind spot for words.
Mm-hmm, yeah, which she makes a living from.
And I was a journalism student.
Really?
And you missed out on gauche? Like...
Whoa. I knew I had heard it before. Turns out it was in a Taylor Swift song.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Oh, my God. How did she find a way to turn this into Taylor Swift?
Do you want to talk about her some more?
No, okay. I don't. It would be gauche of us.
But
here's
then the other day you used the word
couth. Yes. Also a word. Here's what I don't like about journalist people. They sometimes use flowery language just to prove, like, I got a degree from. And you're like... Or just write an article that the common man can consume. So okay. I'm a little flabbergasted. Do you know what that is?
I do know what that is.
By the fact that you don't know some of the more flowery words among the language. Like gauche feels like something a person like you would say.
This feels concerning as well because when I was young, I started using really big words really early and my parents were like, what? It's like, oh, I don't know. But they were like, you would speak much beyond your years. And now I'm worried because it's like, well, where'd they go?
Yeah, you've dumbed it down.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're swimming in like
it's all
beer.
The years of radio.
Yeah. Okay, so here's what I have. These are words that sound naughty.
Okay.
But they're actual words.
So you want me to try and guess what they mean?
This is twofold. One, we're just going to see if you've even ever heard of them.
Yeah.
And two, Tiak and I get to say words that sound naughty, but they're actually not.
Yay.
Okay.
But you got to try to tell us what these are.
Okay.
Do you have a favorite on the list, Tiak?
I do.
Yes.
Because this one gets said a lot and it makes me kind of giggle every time.
Okay.
Dongle.
Oh yeah. Dongle is the thing that plugs into your phone and to something else.
Okay.
I'm going to give her that one.
Yeah. I'll give it to her. Yeah.
Hold on. I should have a ding ready for these. But I don't. Hold on. Just
anytime you go into Apple and they're like, you need the dongle. Right. Like, tell me about it.
You need the dongle. It's like a converter.
Yeah. Very nice.
Oh my God, you're doing so good. Keep vamping, guys.
Converter. Yeah. Okay. Three syllable word. Do you want me to do another one?
Oh, here I got it.
Are you waiting for the ding? There we go.
There we go. We got a ding. Okay. I will do one. Coccyx.
I don't know if I know coccyx. It's a bone. It's a bone. In your wrist.
Yeah. Oh, in your wrist. Oh, it's not a...
It is a bone. It's just not in your wrist.
I whispered
Thankfully, I don't think the radio station picked that up.
Okay.
But no, it's not there either. It's in your... It's like it's the bottom of your tailbone. Like when people say they broke their tailbone, that's when you get a chance to say coccyx.
Broke their coccyx. Yeah. Yeah, and it was a bone though.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's... I'm going to say she's kind of two for two.
Yeah.
For someone who didn't know couth.
Yeah. She's
but you know the dirty words. You know, if it's dirty enough, you know it.
Yeah, well.
Okay, hack.
How about a sextuplet?
A sextuplet would be six? Six babies?
Six things,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, not even babies.
Six. Okay.
I didn't know that. I thought it was just babies. Just any group of six? So a six-pack of beer is a sextuplet?
It says, my definition says a group or combination of six things.
Okay. I'll have to start using that next time I go.
You're going to notice a theme to my words, shuttlecock.
I do not know what a shuttlecock is.
You don't?
And I feel like I shouldn't be saying that word out loud now.
Well, you've said it at least once. Tiak, do you know what it is?
I do know what a shuttlecock is.
I almost bought one yesterday. I was at Costco.
Oh, you did? That would be fun.
Is it wagon?
Because they had a pickleball set.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think I could do pickleball. Are you interested in being in pickleball?
I'm interested in finding out what shuttlecock is.
Oh, the pickleball was next to the cornhole.
So it's like a shuffleboard thing?
Okay. It's outdoor games, which was next to the badminton. The weird little thing you hit back and forth in badminton is called
a shuttlecock.
Mm-hmm, yeah. A lot of people call it a birdie, but it's it's not. No.
It is also called a birdie, but not when you're trying to be funny.
Yeah, much dirtier than
that. Yeah, much dirtier. Yeah. We can do a few more, I think.
Okay, this one, actually, I didn't know this. Do you know what a thespian is?
You didn't know this?
A thespian is a theater person.
I've been saying that word with a B in it, not a P.
Oh, you thought it was a thespian?
Yes, I thought it was thespian. Thespian, that's what I've been saying. And I see it written here. It's got a P.
Literally thought it was the same as
I'll take a minus point on this.
You lose a point on that. My next word is cockles.
Cockles? Not a cold.
Not what I thought it was.
Not a cold.
Oh my God, what are you doing?
No, not that.
Do not expose your hub search string. Do you know what that is? I don't think you do.
Okay.
Oh my God,
she's
we got to take this
words out now. I don't know.
Do you know what that is? Do you know what that is? Oh my God.
It was the same.
No, it's not
it's
the same.
You thought
that was the same. Like, so there we're watching UFC and they're like, he's got him in the rare and elusive cold. That's what you thought.
Yeah. I don't know what your thing is either.
It's small edible bivalve mollusks.
What are those?
But here's the thing. Haven't you heard of it? Like, I thought it was a little small, like, because haven't you ever heard this? It warms the cockles of my heart.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's exactly what I've heard.
Yes. It's like the cockles. It's like the small little, it's like the Grinch. His heart grew five sizes that day or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like the weird little, it's like something gets in you. And it's like the little part of your heart. Do you want to do one more or should we leave it?
I'm too nervous. I can't bleep everything.
Because what's she going to say to the next thing we say?
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a strange question to ask of Erica. I'll ask you too, but I don't think you've ever gotten a spray tan.
Oh, right.
Have you?
I have not.
Okay.
I love a good spray tan, so.
We're you're new. And we're getting to know each other.
Yeah.
And I think we've gotten fairly hammered together and broken some bread and like broken down some boundaries.
What offensive thing are you about to say to me? You don't get it.
No, I do get it. I don't know where you are on the body positivity scale.
Pretty low.
So I didn't want to ask that, but like I am. And like the idea, I don't even like to go to the doctor because
the idea of getting naked for someone to spray me down.
Yes.
Oh, that doesn't bug me. I've been doing that for like 10 years.
And then
I started getting spray tans. Good morning, everybody.
You don't like that would make that would be devastating for me. Like I understand. So you have the gene that I don't have where it's like, that's their job. That like
right.
They've seen worse. I'm just like, do you know what I'm like?
Yeah, it feels like uncomfortable.
I could never
do it. You
don't
do it every day, so it feels you.
To be fair, I don't do it every day.
Well, okay. No, but
no, I think
well, like
that,
the workers do.
Yes, yes, and I think that women in particular have enough things in our lives that we gotta just bear it all for.
Really? That's
about
really
going
what you
to
think?
The female doctor.
Oh, I know. You're like up there. And
you're like, you're literally put on display in all the parts you don't want to be. If you get waxes, same diff. If you get spray tans, if you get.
Okay. I have so many questions and it's just probably the wrong time.
Okay. Because T-Hack did have a question for me.
We're in the same vein of
because,
where
the
my
wax,
question goes.
Are you woof woof or are you like.
I actually haven't done that kind of wax.
Because I didn't know if like.
Also. Woof, woof.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out if you're like, if it's like the gyno appointment where you're laying on your back or are you
my
downward dog?
My understanding is similar to the gyno appointment.
Oh, you're up and they're just getting in there.
I think so. But again, is one where I've been a bit too uncomfortable to go for it.
Because I've also heard, as long as we're just bearing our souls, that like some women have their babies sort of on all fours. That's a thing. That you can kind
really?
Of like be on all fours and just be like, oh, and like you might flip for the end or you might get in a pool. It's, I think when you do the midwifey thing, like
you
do some,
you, are
you don't, you're
over.
Not just like, it's not quite as like, cause you, the other way you've got an epidural and you're just sitting there and like, you're just getting through it. But like the more medieval way or the more, so you're just like, oh,
I'll tell you is I plan to be drugged up when that day comes.
Oh my God. Can I just tell you how much I love you right now? Because there are so many, and I think Angie was a little bit of this.
No.
Like, if you're going to be a mom, it's like, I'm going to do it without drugs, and I'm going to not use, like, diapers, I'm going to make my own baby food. And then it's like most people get to that point where it's like, oh, this hurts so much. It's like, drug me.
Did AHAC go drugless?
She attempted to go drugless.
That was the birth plan.
For a long, long time. And she made it very long into, for Leo. And
with
then it reached the point where it's like, we either had do the epidural now or you don't get one. And she's like, do it.
I'm in enough pain.
Because
she's.
Yeah. And I don't fault it. Like she tried and I was like, whatever you want to do. I'm like, I don't.
I won't make it an hour into labor without that.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll probably get one on your way.
I might. I might have one on hand. Like.
But she did make her own baby food. She stuck to that.
Wow.
She really did. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's not that hard. You just boil the carrot. You just get a bunch of carrots.
I know.
Carrots,
you got to mash it. It's like, or you can just go.
Yeah,
and open a bottle.
But then you just freeze them. You just get a little ice cube thing. You just freeze. And then it makes it easy for dad, too, to be like, get him 2 cubes of the carrots.
One of the things I love about your wife is she's like, I love that she made the plan. Like, she didn't feel bad about nuking her idea. Like, I'm gonna, and it's like in the middle of it's like, yeah, no, give me the drugs. Give him some drugs, give me some drugs, get us all drugged. Let's get through it.
Yes.
Because some people are just, no, I made this plan. It's like, yeah, sometimes the plan didn't work.
Yeah, the plan doesn't, and the doctor isn't the doctor that you talk to the whole time who actually does the delivery because it's whoever's there and they are sprinting from the other end of the hospital anyways and you just, You got to be flexible, I think. Oh, God. So my question about spray tanning.
Yeah.
How did we get in? It's my fault.
Your fault.
I took it to birthing plans.
Sure. No, but you're kind of close. So my wife got a spray tan recently, and so okay. She came home, and she it looks great, and she's got everything done. So apparently when you get there, you take shirt off, and they're
full nude.
Full frontal, all that, yes.
And full back-tal.
Well, that's the thing. She left her underwear on when she got the spray tan. So she has like tan lines, which that's a good look. It's
love
fine.
A tan line, yeah.
But I was
you
like,
do?
Yeah.
I never get my spray tans with them, but sometimes I think about it.
Really?
Because you think it's a little bit of that forbidden fruit for the, it's like the boy, like when they see the tan line, they're like, ooh, I'm going to see something nobody's got.
If I'm going to be real with you. I'm never doing a spray tan for a boy.
Oh, who are you doing it for?
Myself.
Why?
Because I look better.
Oh, okay. Mm. I agree.
Yeah.
When you, yeah.
Okay, so you might be different because I asked her, I'm like, well, you take your shirt off, your bra off. You're out there.
Yeah.
You're getting sprayed.
Who cares about your.
But why the.
Yeah.
And it's the tiniest pair of underwear she has because of the spray tan to leave the small. So it's like.
So you're just leaving a tiny little.
Yeah. And she was like, it just. That feels like the next level of.
What?
Of standing there and having nothing on is different than. Are you agree
it's,
with.
Yeah. It.
But your crap isn't out. It's not out. Like, we're out.
They do say, will you turn around and slightly bend?
So they don't have creases.
Yeah, you gotta think about your butt cheek crease. The old
okay. So you're BCC. It's like a cavity search in prison.
No, it's not that bad. They're not like pulling things aside.
Can we get Amber on the phone? She owns a tanning business.
That's where Angie went.
And I went there as well, but she wasn't my tanning artist.
I didn't know that's what they were called.
I don't think they're called that. She just reduced it to like, who's a sandwich artist? Subway?
Yes. Yeah.
Run it through the god.
Yeah. Like, spread them.
Spread them.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I found it. What's wrong with the act? Dude.
No.
You have a very, you don't understand that you want to steal and you don't think it's stealing.
I don't know. It's just, it's relocating at best.
Erica, don't.
I don't agree with you on
you
this.
You don't think
slacker.
It's stealing? Okay. And here's the
Explain
worst part.
Explain the scenario.
No,
to
but
me
he,
more.
Okay, I just want to say this. Not only does Tiak want to steal, he wants to use his son as part of the scam.
Yes.
100% his son would be involved.
Would your son be involved?
Absolutely. Yeah, he would have to be.
Because he can't have his vessel, his getaway car, to use a Taylor Swift term, so that you're
Thank
on
you.
My team.
Yeah. I hear you now. That's crazy.
Your son would be the getaway car.
Yes, he would. And I would probably need his help lifting. So there's...
Oh my
a five-year-old boy is going to help you lift? Boy.
All right, explain. By the way, should I give the... No, I'll give the text line after you say what you're going to steal.
Or...
It's not borrowing. Relocate.
Yeah. Up. What's it called when you up? You like upcycle. I'm upcycling it.
That's upcycle. Not okay. Go ahead. Okay. What are you stealing?
So everyone you see sometimes in landscaping, really nice landscaping. There's like a big rock, just a rock there.
Just and, one.
Like I have huge boulders.
Yes.
In certain spots in my yard, and when I did my backyard, I was like, I want these boulders, and they're like, that's gonna cost. Like, but I'm like, while you're tearing everything out. Then they can drive like the forklift, the little dingo around because you can't
and
move those things.
They place the boulders. Okay.
And they place them. And they're just like
so big.
They're so big. So cool.
Okay.
Like I want everything. Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay. So,
you walk by a neighbor's landscape and you're like, I want that rock. I'm going to grab it.
No.
Would that be stealing?
That would be.
Yeah. Okay. You can't steal it out of someone's front yard. But also, it sounds like he's talking about something that's movable.
Yes. A much smaller.
You can't grab a boulder.
Right. He's not getting a forklift.
Yeah. They're not as big as the ones in your backyard.
How big? Football?
Maybe two footballs. No bigger than two footballs.
Uh-oh.
So enough that I would need my son's help to lift it. Like, it's heavy, but we can move it. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
I can pick it up, but it's going to be a while. So they have them just on the side of the road. There's ditches and stuff. There's just, like, the grass is overgrown, and just you look down, and you're like, there's a
it's
ton
called
of
a
huge...
retaining pond or
no,
a ditch. Those rocks are there. Okay.
No, they're, like, up in the... They're not down being used. They're just... in there.
That's all to hold.
If anything, it's a hazard, I think, for children.
I'm a little concerned. I really thought they were in the ditch before we started this.
But it wouldn't even matter if they're in the ditch.
If they're in the ditch, take them.
What are you talking about, Erica? It's stealing no matter what.
It's a rock.
It's not your rock.
I can take a stick.
That's true.
You can absolutely.
My dog picks up sticks all the time.
Yeah. Your dog's a thief. No, sticks are different because sticks grow back.
And rocks are from the earth.
Yeah.
Give it somebody, the city of Parker.
Oh, don't bring them into this. They don't need to know
about
this.
Place that rock or your HOA, not your community. Because you don't have an HOA.
Yeah.
I don't know how you got by with that in Parker.
Because we're all thieves.
Do you feel that these were intentionally placed? Like they are part of a landscape?
No. What are you talking?
In fact, it feels like they were moved. Like they dug the ditch and they're like, oh, I got to get these rocks. Just leave them. Like,
okay, it's time. It's time. 303-222-5423. You can't be this dumb. Of course we're put there.
No, they're just in the grass, and the grass is all overgrown. You can't even see them. Like, you have to uncover the rock.
Ooh, if you can't see them.
Yeah. It's a lot like a Trolls movie or something. You're like, what? You have to search through.
Here's what I think people need to understand. Tiak, we've known him. We've loved him. We think he's a good dad. We think he's a good husband. We think he's probably perfect. And he's not being obtuse. Like, he genuinely thinks this is not stealing.
Well, but if they are covered by grass like that, like, who's benefiting?
Right.
Erica,
these rocks aren't living their full potential. And I'm here to help. So if I'm out walking with the wagon and maybe my son's in the wagon and I see a rock I like and we load it up into the wagon and bring it home,
And so you don't think you're setting an example that like one day you're walking home and he sees a power wheel in the neighbor's yard. It's like,
it's covered up by grass.
It's got a little grass on it, Dad.
It's a rock. It would take a stick. You would take a pine cone. You would take a dandelion. You're just tons
of
things.
Naming things that are like biodegradable, and then you're also naming a rock.
I'm really with him on this.
It's just a big rock. It's not a national park. I understand. It's not.
Let me just say this.
Saw it out of a retaining wall and take. It's not a Jenga piece.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
My parents, when I was young, we were at a national park and there was a little tiny pine tree. And we were like, there's a spot in our backyard that could have this great pine tree. And my dad dug it up. He's dead, so you can't even arrest him now.
Okay.
He dug up a pine tree.
It's like 2 feet tall. Somebody's vacuuming or something outside.
Outside the studio.
It was like the police coming in to get it.
Yeah,
So we dug up this tiny pine tree. And I know that that's steel. I knew even then it was steel.
Yeah, that's not good.
At a national forest, that's 100% steel.
Very bad.
Yeah, that is.
We buried it. We planted it in my parents' yard.
Okay.
It lived. It was there until like 5 years ago.
Wow.
It never grew taller than the 2 feet.
What?
It didn't die. But it never grew. It was like this constant, like you'd walk by it and it was just like God going, oh yeah, okay. Yeah, you got it. You stole it, but this
it's
you,
not gonna grow.
Yeah, it doesn't have its family.
Mm.
It doesn't have any friends. There was a maple tree over there, but that maple tree wasn't talking to it, right? So we stunted it. We ruined that tree. And like, to your argument, you think that rock wants to be in your yard? That rock is amongst its friends in the grass.
Well, rocks don't grow.
Yeah, I don't want it to grow. It's the perfect size. If it's too big, I can't put it in the wagon.
Okay, so will you come on the air tomorrow at this time if we get enough texts telling you, like,
what, that I should do it or shouldn't do it? No, I don't want the city of Parker knowing any of this.
Give me the first number of your address so the city of Parker can narrow it down.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I've got a story about when you're using the self-checkout, you got to double check. Maybe triple check.
Okay.
Sure. And I've got a story.
How condescending.
Yeah. I've got a story that'll make you not want to do drugs.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
All right, so this story's out of Pennsylvania.
Howdy, Yins.
Okay.
How Yins doing?
A 36-year-old man in Pennsylvania quite literally lost his mind thanks to being under the influence of drugs because he showed up at a woman's home in the nude.
Oh, nice.
Told her, it's time to meet the Lord.
What?
Never a good opening line.
Hank began punching her in the head.
What?
She was able to get away from him long enough to call 911.
Oh my God.
In the meantime, this man locked himself in the bathroom with the woman's husband and two children.
What?
Didn't hurt them.
I didn't know they were there. What?
He didn't
what is
hurt
going
them.
On?
Honey, you having a guest over?
He's in the bathroom with us.
He's trying to eat the Lord.
What?
And he was in there praying loudly and drinking toilet water. So,
sometimes the only way out is through.
Yeah, the cops came. They tried to subdue him.
Yeah.
He punched and kicked the officers.
Oh, yeah. So he's just going
broken
for the
ribs, broken oh, bone yeah. in their hand.
Oh, yeah.
And he was finally taken
yep.
away.
All right.
The family dog's like, oh, so he gets to do it?
Can you imagine if you opened your door and you were greeted with that?
Yeah. I can. I live in Commerce City. So it's kind of.
Got it.
Kind of an average Thursday around yeah. my parts.
My story's out of Arizona.
Oh, come on.
Hey, Jens. What are Jens doing?
I have a family in Arizona.
Yeah, what do they sound like?
Okay.
Just like me.
I think they probably say, we're not originally from here.
Or they say,
I think that's what most Arizona people
this isn't
say.
Even that hot.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. It's a dry heat.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, there's a Walmart shopper in Arizona who tried to use the self-checkout. And I know Slacker has some issues with the self-checkout, too.
I do. I hate the self-checkout.
They always think you're stealing.
What?
I love the self-checkout, but it works.
Or it's like, take that item out
like,
of
please
the
remove. And I'm like, I scanned it!
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this man was having troubles with the self-checkout.
Okay.
He was trying to buy some avocado. He ended up accidentally charging himself for 999 avocados.
How many was he actually trying to buy?
Just one, I think.
Okay. That's not going to work.
He racked up a charge.
999 avocados.
That's expensive.
Yeah, that's a lot.
$1,300 worth.
Oh my God.
When he saw the total, he said, this ain't right. Walmart's trying to steal from me.
Oh boy.
He started yelling. He
oh
got
boy.
The security involved.
Nope, don't do that.
He said, sir,
nope.
This is self-checkout.
Yep.
Self-error.
Yep,
this
you
was
did
on
it.
You. You
yep.
did it, yes.
And also, like, we could probably fix this.
Yeah, they could probably
fix they tried to explain the mistake will be fixed, but he didn't calm down, started yelling and causing the scene even more. They told him he needed to leave. He instead he refused to leave. He insisted Walmart compensate him for the pain and suffering and
pain
distress.
Pain and suffering for
did
you?
Did he swipe his card?
Okay, all right.
Eventually, police arrived and he was arrested.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And none of those avocados went home with him in the end.
None of the 999.
Dude, that had to be guacward.
Go literally walk out the door. Walk out the door.
Come on!
Yeah.
Guacward! Walk out. Guaca, guaca!
What?
Fozzie Bear, he says waka waka. I did
who's
guaca, guaca.
Fozzie Bear?
Oh my God!
You
get out the door!
Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio?
try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.